It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Following another weekend of heavy shelling and bombardment across the country, Ukrainian forces are rejecting Russia's demands that they voluntarily lay down arms and surrender. Russia's Ministry of Defense on Sunday said that Ukrainian forces still defending Mariupol will be eliminated. If the city falls, Russia will control an unbroken land bridge connecting the separatist-controlled territory in eastern Ukraine with Crimea. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky told CNN that Ukraine is not willing to give up territory in the eastern part of the country to end the war with Russia. He also acknowledged that Ukraine is suffering horrific civilian casualties. He said at least 191 children have been killed since the start of the Russian invasion, with hundreds of others injured. At least 7 people were killed and another 11 also injured in Russia's first major attack on Lviv. Lviv is the largest Ukrainian city closest to Poland, and it's where refugees from Ukraine's embattled east have descended upon to escape the air raids until now. Ukrainian forces are also facing ammunition shortages. President Biden announced last week that the U.S. is sending Ukraine 40,000 artillery rounds as part of an arms shipment, but that might last them only a few days. In addition to the human carnage and the horrific destruction wreaked by the Russian troops, reports are surfacing that they're also deliberately destroying agricultural infrastructure and supply chains. Germany's agriculture minister is arguing that this could all lead to global food shortages, as Ukraine is one of the world's largest wheat exporters. President Zelensky sat down with CNN's Jake Tapper for an interview, and he held nothing back when asked about the world leaders proclaiming never again.
The only belief there is belief in ourselves, in our people, belief in our armed forces, and the belief that countries are going to support us, not just with their words, but with their actions. And that's it.
Never again.
Really, everybody is talking about this, and yet, as you can see, not everyone has got the guts.
One of the restaurants set up to help feed people in Ukraine as part of Chef Jose Andres' World Central Kitchen was struck and destroyed on Saturday. 4 staff members were injured. Chef Andres tweeted an update on Sunday.
A kitchen of ours, a partner in Yarko outside Kharkiv, was destroyed by a missile. We got 4 wounded friends, but they are okay. And today they moved the kitchen. They are going to be cooking tomorrow in another location. You see, the goodness always shines through, and we're going to keep cooking and feeding as many people as we can, and we only do it because we have your support. So thank you for being there for us. I want you to know that we are here for the Ukrainian people, and together, hopefully, we will dream of a better tomorrow where sometimes a simple plate of food is the only way we know how to send a message of unity and a message of love. Longer tables, no higher walls, and especially no war.
People of faith may have hoped for a miracle this past weekend as the stars aligned for an unusually holy week. For Christians, Easter was on Sunday, though in Eastern countries it's this coming Sunday. For Jews, Passover or Pesach began Friday night, and April this year is the Islamic holy month of Ramadan. That all 3 fall at the same time is a concurrence that happens only once every 30 years or so. But even with all that holy energy brewing together, the war and the rest of the ugliness continues. Here at home, it took the form of more mass shootings. 2 teen boys were killed and at least 9 other people injured in Pittsburgh early Sunday in a shooting during a party at an Airbnb short-term rental. In South Carolina, 9 people were injured in a shooting at a nightclub. 14 were hurt, 9 by gunfire and 5 in a stampede of shoppers in a shooting in a Columbia, South Carolina mall. And in Grand Rapids, Michigan, peaceful protests continue in the wake of yet another police shooting of yet another unarmed Black man. The cops' body cam footage has now been seen, but interestingly enough, the video goes dark 42 seconds before the officer shoots Patrick Loyoya in the head. Lordy, there are text messages. They're from Republican Senator Mike Lee and Republican Congressman Chip Roy to the former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows. And they show that they plotted with other high-ranking Republicans to overturn Donald Trump's 2020 election defeat right up until the Capitol riot. That's when they started worrying that things could, quote, backfire badly, according to Lee. Wow. And, well, if it's Monday, your taxes are due. If you're running late, file an extension and know that the IRS is also running late. It's contending with its biggest backlog in history. I got the news. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.